At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We got to play better around them. I mean, that's the start of it. It's a team game. I mean, we got to protect. We got to run the routes. And they got to play better. I got to call it better for them. I mean, it's all the above. When you don't, in one aspect of what we did, because I thought we ran the ball pretty well. In one aspect of it, which is throwing the football, we got to get better. And we're going to continue to get after it. And we'll see come Saturday. But I'm excited. I like Coop. I like Dev. I like our guys. We just got to be a lot more efficient in what we're doing across the board.
Well, that's Todd Monken talking about his backup quarterback situation. First of all, Devin Leary, let's push that aside, okay? Let's stop with that. That's not going to happen. Even if he makes the team, him as the quarterback is not going to happen. If you get to Devin Leary, you got no chance. Season's over. Officially, you're just playing out the rest of the season. However, Cooper Rush. What did we say about Cooper Rush? Cooper Rush is the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And if Lamar Jackson, something happens to Lamar, you have a chance. Is that not what we said about him?
He's won games for the Cowboys.
But you have a chance.
You have a chance, yeah.
You're not winning the championship with Cooper Rush. So let's chill out with that. Why are we so analyzing Cooper Rush? He's a backup quarterback.
Well, because you need somebody to bridge. Say, you know, your quarterback gets hurt he's out for two games. You need somebody just not to toss out two L's. So if he can win one of those games, then you're still in it.
He's 2-for-4 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Our assessment of him is if Lamar Jackson goes down, he gives you a chance. Our assessment of him was not if he comes here, he can compete with Lamar Jackson. We know who he is.
No.
Give you a chance means you don't really know what you're going to get with him. You could win with him. You could lose with him. But you don't know from play to play, from quarter to quarter, from game to game, what you're going to get from him. So, to me, I think we just – you know, when we started looking at evaluating and analyzing, first it was the kicker. Well, he missed two kicks in practice. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And now this, well, the backup quarterback didn't play well. He is the backup quarterback. Well, if that cat is playing an extended period of time, our chances are slim and none, and we're hoping for slim.
He's not that. He's a better backup quarterback than most teams have.
Which is not, but that's not saying a whole lot.
It keeps you in the game, keeps you in the season, though. That's all. He's not going to, you don't want him playing the second half of the year, to the playoffs. But he'll keep in the season. Devin Leary, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback.
Well, that's why I said I don't even know why we even discuss him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see Josh Johnson back here.
Okay, if you drafted a quarterback, and someone said to you about the quarterback. Well, if you draft them, you got a chance. You're like, well, you've got a chance. What does that mean? Well, I think that's the same thing with Cooper Rush. You when you sign him, you say, well, if he's your backup quarterback, he's got to play. You got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're getting. Period. You don't know what you're getting with the guy, because if you did, then he wouldn't have signed with the Ravens to be a backup quarterback when you have teams who need starters out there. Nobody offered him that. There are teams who need starters. He didn't get that opportunity. 410-583-1057 is the number.
You know, if Pat Mahomes goes down, Gardner Minshew is the backup. And if that happens, Bailey Zappi is the third string. I don't know what team actually has a chance if your starter goes down.
I'd rather have Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, slightly.
Cooper Rush, an extended play in 2022 for the Cowboys. He attempted 162 passes. He completed 58% of those with a passer rating of 80. Last year, with 308 opportunities to throw the ball, his passer rating was 83.8. Yeah. 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Yeah. I hope to see more of him on Saturday. I don't know how much you will see of him. But 2-for-4 is not what I want to make it a step. 2-for-4 with an interception. I think Cooper Rush will be Cooper Rush if needed. I'm just hoping that you don't need him.
We all are. I mean, this conversation, it's a, it's self-evident. You have the best player in the NFL. The best player in the league is your quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he goes down, the season goes down. So, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I don't care who your backup is. There's not a backup quarterback in the NFL I'd want if Lamar went down. There's only a few starting quarterbacks I'd want. And they're the ones he's in the same category with, you know, with the Josh Allens and the Pat Mahomes and those guys, you know, Joe Burrow.
In the running back position, your best running back is who?
Derrick Henry, obviously.
Derrick Henry. But do you want to see the other running backs?
No.
I do. I want to see the other guys.
I mean, you will see them.
I want Justice Hill to play. I want him to play well. I want Keaton Mitchell to play. I want him to play well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see the backup quarterback. I don't. I don't want to see him at all.
Nobody does. I mean, nobody wants to see the backup quarterback in any city in the NFL.
Well.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Y'all talking about? I'm all right, man. I hear y'all dugging my man Cooper Rush. You know, there's always some Cooper Rush hate going on. But
step off here a second, my friend. What did I say negative about Cooper Rush?
Not you. I'm sorry. I should have said y'all. I got a habit saying that y'all stuff. Rob Long saying he don't want to see Cooper Rush. I agree,
there's
man.
No, if you agree, then how am I talking trash?
I'm just saying the guy's better than y'all making him out. You know the scene, though.
No, he's not. So do you
all again?
Do you want to see him?
Do I want to see him? Yeah, in the preseason game Saturday.
Exactly. That's all I want to see.
Most of the game.
When the regular season starts, when the Ravens are up 40, put them in. Other than that, no.
Right.
And by the way, let me ask you a question, Rashawn.
Yeah.
Bryce Young over Dak Prescott now?
Who told you that, man? What you listen to my national shows, man?
Did you not say you take Bryce Young over Dak Prescott?
Right now, with the current contract, yes, I will swipe Bryce Young for Dak Prescott and be saving $60 million and have that to build around the Cowboys and Bryce Young, who has an up-and-coming future.
Chris Brown said it best, man. Y'all ain't loyal. That's right.
hey, real quick, right? Real quick, Rob. Yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, so Saturday, before we're doing the tribute to Cooper Rush, you know, coming back to Dallas and everything, so little video tribute. Jerry Jones put on before the game and everything.
Are you going to cry?
You know, so. I hope they show it on TV. I ain't going to be there, man. But hopefully, somebody has some footage of it, though. There's a lot of his family going to be there.
I would not put it past the Dallas Cowboys to put a video tribute in the preseason game for a backup quarterback because you guys are used to celebrating nothing. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah. Right.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. The Cooper Rush thing, man. I guess I haven't seen enough of him this year in the Ravens offense, but so far, I like Josh Johnson better than him. I'm a little bit nervous about Cooper Rush, man, because, see, the Ravens, they're different than the Cowboys because Lamar makes up for a lot of that offensive line, that pass block and stuff, and I don't know if Cooper Rush, I have to see more of him. I'm a little bit nervous about Cooper Rush.
I'm not nervous, Daryl, but I will say this. Ed, he does bring up a good point. It's a different type of offensive line and passing blocking scheme and things like that. I don't know if I'd rather see Josh Johnson over Cooper Rush still, but it is a different offensive system. But
definitely. Look, Lamar makes up for mistakes by everybody. Everybody. So, I mean, it's just a given. He's such a different cat. You can't. I mean, seriously, I look around the league, and I look at other teams, and there's some great quarterbacks in this era. There really are. I mean, some Hall of Fame quarterbacks we're looking at.
I think so. This may be one of the best era quarterbacks in the last 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. You know, if you go back to the Brady, Manning era, There were some great quarterbacks then.
I take this back to me. I compare this to like the Elway, Marino, that era where you had so many. You had, Ken Anderson couldn't get any love because you had those guys in front of him, but he's a great quarterback.